January. I wonder if you've been tempted to try more vegan food now that the new year is here. As well as it being good for you, the environment can also benefit. Now, if you're a Tranmere fan, did you know that your chairman, Mark Palios, is vegan? And he's now calling on supporters and players to try plant-based meals this January. It's in partnership with vegan charity Viva, and their CEO is Juliet Galatley, who joins me now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's quite a big move for a football club, isn't it?
It's fantastic. We've been working on vegan issues. I set up Viva coming up 3 decades ago, actually.
Wow.
And we've moved things so far in the UK. But sadly, blokes tend to be trailing behind in this vegan, revolution, really. And for an iconic club, major football club, to actually say going vegan is really good for the planet, come on, here's your options, it's really a sign of the times, really. We've got major corporations now sort of having these key goals towards plant-based diets to save the planet, and Tranmere Rovers are part of that sort of sustainability, saving the world.
Tranmere Rovers are not the first, because of course Forest Green Rovers, I'm sure you're aware of this one, Juliet, that they were the world's first vegan, carbon neutral professional sports team.
Indeed, in fact, the chair of Forest Green Rovers is one of our patrons, Dale Vince, and they've done so much to promote veganism. And at first the fans were a little bit resistant, as you can imagine, because this was several years ago as well. Again, a very largely male audience, but they have shifted with the club and totally support that move now. I'm not saying that all the fans, of course, go vegan, but what they have done is embrace the whole goal that plant-based diets are very, very positive. And so the slogan that we're using with Tranmere Rovers is score for the planet. Try vegan this veganuary. Even if you don't want to go wholly vegan, give it a go. The Veganuary website is absolutely excellent with everything you need. Or if you just want to dip your toe in the water, Viva, we do just a 7-day vegan, which is really, really simple. And it's just to encourage people to reduce the amount of meat that they're consuming in their diet and to up the amount of vegan food. Obviously, many people who do try Veganuary stick with it, of course. That's up to each of us as an individual. But it's really great that, there are major sort of restaurant chains that aim at men, like, for example, Burger King aims mainly at 18 to 35-year-old men, and they've now got a target to cut out half of the meat. You know, and that's a chain that sort of completely, it's on detra with meat, but they recognise that, in fact, for the sake of the planet, we just can't be eating this way anymore. So it's a really massive move. It's to reduce global warming. It's reduce to try and stop the sixth mass extinction. But we have to, in the world, we have to take this really seriously and work together to save the planet.
Just a quickie there, because you said, you know, it's to be better for you, but it's to reduce global warming. And I wonder if you could, in shorthand speech, really, explain that. Why is that, for anybody who doesn't know?
Sure. One of the biggest reasons, very quickly, is that to feed the amount of billions of farmed animals we now have on this planet, we are destroying, for example, almost all of those fires that you heard about in the Amazon. There was about 70,000 of them last year. Were to make way to grow grazing for cattle, or to grow feed to farmed animals in countries like the UK, pigs and chickens, etc. So a lot of the land, the wildernesses, are being destroyed to actually grow crops or pasture land. And that's the same pretty much the world over. We just haven't got the land to be able to do it. To feed a vegan, crops directly is much more efficient. It takes up way less land. So that means you're not destroying the trees. You've got the space to actually rewild. And there's a major study done by the USA. In fact, on Britain, we were the example. And it showed that we could be, as a nation, pretty much self-sufficient in food, with, and rewild huge areas if everybody went vegan. But the way that we consume food at the moment, which is largely animals, factory farmed animals, it takes up far too much land, it takes up far too much water, it produces lots of dangerous greenhouse gas emissions in the actual process itself. And so being vegan is much more sustainable and healthy. And from a football perspective, let's go back to sports for a minute, there have been lots of measurements Forest Green Rovers, of course, have used these to encourage their players to stick with it. And they have better recovery times, better stamina, because you eat a lot more fibre, you eat better protein, you eat more complex carbohydrates, more of the antioxidants in all the fruits and vegetables that you're eating, and you reduce the things that slow you down, like the animal proteins, which are hard to digest, lots of the animal fats. So there's lots and lots and lots of things behind this which are encouraging really good top athletes.
Fabulous. Listen, I'm going to have to move on. I'm so sorry. And I can hear how passionate you are. So it's obviously all happening at Tranmere Rovers in partnership with your charity. If you could give us your website address so we can have a look at you.
Yeah, it's viva.org.uk. And for those interested in football, just do viva.org.uk/football.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Juliet. You take care of yourself.